Begin the Karan Dav Masech the Shabbos Dav Ein. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the Tais the Masel. It begins the words of the Gemara. Shame Mishimoin, which Tais makes a comment regarding this what the Gemara quotes over here. That is, the Gemara says according to Reb Yosi that says Me'achas. We learn not that even if someone only does part of what he intended to do of the Melachis Gemichai, where he meant to write Shimon and he wrote shame from that. Now Tais is bothered because Hai Lishna. This wording of Miktas Malacha to say shame from Shimon, you didn't even have to say that at all. Because Kivin Alib Reb Yosi Koy, we're here in the Gemara Kamadik Smanak Kondra Biesi, the Saba Perk Abaynan, his opinion is quoted later on the Kav Gimel Beis, that Phyllis Srita Achas Ashne Nesarim, even two markings, just a marking on two boards, or Shne Sritas al Nesar Echad, or two markings on one board, Chayim, that itself would be a liability for writing on Shabbos, because that's what they used to do with the cross from the Mishkan. So for sure you don't have to write that it was a shame from a larger name. It's enough even just two markings. Forget about Shin and Mem. But he says, you're right. But still the Gemara preferred to say the terminology of the Mishnah Perek Abayin over there. He says, we find that you could have a smaller name that part of a larger name, which is Shem Mishim, and then we pick them, right according to Abayin, you don't have to say that. This Mei Achas would be even with just two markings on the board. Tanya says the master begins the word the Gemara Loi Mashmalei. Shteis can explain why is it Loi Mashmalei to Shmuel. Now the Gemara brought Shmuel had his own drush of Chil Chatois from that of Yichalu Maisumas. So why doesn't he learn from Achas Mehino? So on that the Gemara says Loi Mashmalei doesn't hold like that. Which Tanya explains Shmuel Delikreb Nasan, who learns of Chil Malachas from Havara, or Delikreb Yesi, Malachim Yesi learns of Achas Mehino, rather learns of Machalim Maisumas. So it's Tais, we're talking about what you have to say is the Mekabbalah Kim Lishmulachi. Shmuel had a tradition that you don't learn it out from this Pasik, not from the Nas, not from Yisi, and rather learns out from Mechalel Meisumas. Next is the Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Helm Zeb Zeb Yodima. What's Halacha if the lapse of awareness was by both? And Tais explained, what exactly is this case of Helm Zeb Zeb Yod? That is the Gemara brother, Rabbi asked from Rav Nachman, what's Halacha if someone forgot that today's Shabbos and he forgot that the Melachas have been both Halamas? So Tais says, I'm going to read the Reese says, even if he doesn't know any malacha, that it's forbidden on Shabbos. This is considered the category of not knowing about Shabbos and not knowing about the malachas. And we don't say, wait a second, if he doesn't know any malachas being forbidden, so it's like he doesn't even know Iker Shabbos, where he would be chayav one chatas. No, it's not necessarily considered like that he has the halama of Iker Shabbos. It's obviously something more later on. So Gemara brings the Kamar of Yechon, and Yechon says, why does the Mishnah later on tell us the number of malachas that are in the Lamates malachas to tell you that you'd be chayiv on all of them in one lapse of awareness, each one individually? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say that in this case that we're discussing in the Gemara that Helm Zeb Zeb, that you forgot about Shabbos, and you forgot about the malachas, that they're forbidden at one time, that you would be having each one individually. Oh, so we understand what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. That yes, he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, and he doesn't know that the Malachas are forbidden, and still you can be having each one individually. But that's what the Gemara says. If not, then we wouldn't understand what the number 39 is coming to say. One thing is, it says, Amma, you see that Avi Abdul Yadla Shabbos Medi, even though the person doesn't know anything regarding Shabbos at all, because he doesn't know any Lamites Malachas, Chashim Helm Zev Azem. That is in the category of just not knowing about Shabbos and the Malachas. Because as Taisa says, "V'tzarich lechalik bin zeh," you have to differentiate between this case of Helm Shabbos and Helm Malachas, which is called Helm Zeh Zeh, the Shechech Iker Shabbos, which is when you forget the essence of Shabbos, which that's what's bothering Taisa. One, isn't that the same thing? What do you know about Shabbos? Nothing. So you don't know the essence of Shabbos. So Taisa says, "No." And this is what Taisa is coming to address. The Hachein is Shchuch Kol Kach. Here, it's not so forgotten from the person that he doesn't know anything about Shabbos, because the Chimat Kulei Mitker. If you're going to remind him and say, you know, Shabbos, remember that thing that you're not supposed to do any malach? He'll know something. Oh, that was the case that Rava had that was his question regarding. That's what called Helm Zeb Zeb. Avashacha Chikr Shabbos. But if someone doesn't know the essence of Shabbos, what that means is, honey, that's Ke'ain Tinnik Shanizim Bainan Avim. That's like someone who grew up amongst the Gentiles. He never knew about Shabbos at all. That is when you bring one chatzis. That was obvious. The question Rava had was regarding Helm Zeb Zeb, which is, he doesn't know any about it, but if you reminded him, he would recall. The next day, the master begins the words of the Gemara. Amalei said to him, "Hari Helm Shabbos biyada b'chulu." What do you mean? He has the helm of Shabbos. Shteis is bothered from other sugis that seems to say not like the way our Gemara is saying. The Gemara brings that Rav Nachman responded to this question of Rava. Now, what's halacha when he has helm Shabbos and helm malachas? He says, "Okay, look, I see you have the helm of Shabbos, so you have only one chatas because it's one just one big mistake in not knowing about Shabbos." What bothers Shteis is that b'shavuos b'perek beis, the seventh shavuos of your testament out. The Gemara is discussing regarding a tummy person who's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not allowed to eat of kachim. Where if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's tummy, he's chayav to bring a karma. Now, there's two different ways that a tummy person that's going to go into the Beis HaMikdash by mistake. Either he forgets his tummy, or he forgets that the place he's going into is the Makam HaMikdash. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, they hold that only when you forget that his tummy doesn't bring a karma. But if he forgets it's the Makam HaMikdash, he's not going to bring. On that, the Gemara brings the blame and they Rav Ram Nachman. Here too, it's Rav asking Ram Nachman, Helm Zev Zev Yadim, what's Allah if you forgot either one of them? You forgot that you forgot that it's the Makam HaMikdash. On that, I'm not responding him. Okay, Hari Helm Tameh Biyodai. Lamai say he doesn't remember that he's Tameh, and therefore, V'chayv is going to be liable. In other words, even though he's not liable for the idea about Helm Mikdash, but the fact is, you also have Helm Tameh, which does create the liability. And so too, V'hasim Perak Gimel, there in the third paragraph of Chavav Meraf, regarding a different case, regarding being liable for a carbon shvuah, that it's only if you forget the shvuah. For example, if let's say he swore he's not going to eat a wheat bread, and he thought that he's not going to eat, that he swore that he's going to eat wheat bread, and he ate it. But that's when you chayv. But if let's say he remembers that he swore, but he doesn't remember that it was on this object, for example, let's say he swore not to eat wheat bread, and he stretched out his hand to a basket to eat barley bread, and he eats by mistake the wheat bread. And he thought he's eating the barley bread. So it doesn't bring a carbon. So the near two, Rav asked Rav Nachman, what's the halacha? Let's say he was unaware of the oath, and he wasn't aware about the object. Here too, Nami Yeshiva, Rav Nachman responds him, okay, Hari Hel Meshu B'yad, B'chayv. Ultimately, he has the lapse of awareness of, he made a mistake regarding the oath, and therefore he's going to be chayv. The difficulty of Taisis is, wait a second, why Batumah and Shavua, both in Masechta Shavuos? Rav Nachman responds stringently that regarding Tumah, he says, okay, ultimately he had Helim Tumah, but Shavua says, okay, ultimately he had Helim Shavua. So why over here does he say it l'kula? Okay, although you had all these halamas and all these malachas, but yet Helm Shabbos, you only have one. What's the double standard? So Tais says, no, Hasim Shabbat Mahatli Luchama. There, Rav Nachman gave good responses that he said it stringently, because ultimately, the fact that he didn't know about the Mikdash doesn't hold back that he had the halama of the Tumah, and the fact that he didn't remember the object doesn't hold back the fact that he had halama of Shavuos, so there is going to be chayv. Oh, so then the question is, so why over here did he say, as a leniency, that you're going to be exempt with one karma chadzas, you're not going to have each one individually? That's because he holds Shiga Shabbos Ikka. Because ultimately, the error of knowing about Shabbos, that's primary why, because the Ikka Mitzvah, Mishum Shabbos. The whole thing of Malach is only because of the day of Shabbos. So it comes that that's the primary, and therefore that, if you made a mistake in that, that's how we're going to go ahead and establish your liability, and if it's going to be one chatas as a leniency, and that's the exception to the rule, because the error of Shabbos is the primary over that of the Malachas. The next place, the Masa, is again the words of the Gemara Chazina we see. Mishum Shabbos Kaparish V'chulu, which tries to bring three different interpretations in what the Gemara is coming to say over here. That is, the Gemara said that Ravashi responded regarding Rabbi's question about Helm Zeb Zeb Yadoi, that he says like this. So I can tell you this. If it's because of Shabbos that he's stopping, okay, it's Helm Shabbos. And bring one chatas. And if it's because of Malachis he's stopping, okay, it's because of then Helm Malachis and he's coming to one individually. So what does that mean? So Pishup according to Rashi explains. It means to say like this. Sha'amalei Shabbos. They told him, look, it's Shabbos today. Well, Pishup, they stopped. Oh, so that means to say, if he's stopping when you tell him Shabbos, obviously that's what he didn't know, and that's what he's going to be liable for, which is going to be one chatas. But Taisa says, Makasha, Rashi's pshat, Rashi's interpretation is difficult. Because the Shema, maybe, and this is Taisa's question, maybe, Kihava Amr Le Nami Malachi, maybe if they would all tell him, Oi, Taichin, Kaitzer, Hayim Parish, maybe he would stop. I feel like screw Shabbos, even if they wouldn't mention Shabbos. How could that be definitive enough? They say Shabbos, so he stops. Okay, but maybe he also didn't know the Malacha. And maybe if you would have told him, Oi, Kaitzer, Taichin would stop too. So how is that showing whatever they told him to show that that's what he was, Halam was, and that would make him, and therefore that's going to be the criterion for his Chayefo. So El Nirli Revit appears to be the Hachi Prusha. This is what the Gemara means to say. Imashim Shabbos Kaparsha, when it says, if he's stopping because it's Shabbos, meaning, Sha'im Ba'atzmai, he himself says, he is coming forward and he's saying, Diyav Moidilei Shabbos Lavat, had they told him it's just Shabbos, Hayu Parish, he would stop. Now, if you have a Moidilei Malacha, if they were told him, oh, it's a Malacha, Lo Hayu Parish, he wouldn't have stopped. Oh, okay, if that's the case, obviously, Helm Shabbos Sikha. What was his primary lapse of awareness regarding Shabbos? Shoy Shchuch Yais. It was more of forgotten. Yeah, he didn't know both. It's Helm Shabbos Sikha. But if you would have told him one, that would have been more of what would have made him to stop. That was the more forgotten one. And therefore, that's going to be the Kedah. Now, Bimashim of Malachas Parish, if let's say he would stop because of Malachas, means to say, the Shalinin, the way ask him. And he says, yeah, but Moidle Malachas, if they would have told him regarding its Kaitzer, its Teichen, you would not have to tell him that it's regarding Shabbos. If you have a Moidle Shabbos, and you were told him regarding Shabbos, have a Tzorch Le Malachas, you would still have to tell him that it's a Malacha. Oh, Hari Hel Malacha Zikr, telling him Shabbos wouldn't have stopped him. You see, you would have had to tell him, okay, Shabbos, so what about, I know it's Shabbos, I went to Shul today. Oh, but he didn't know the Malacha. Oh, so therefore that's a Hel Malacha, that's primary, on each one individually. So therefore, it's regarding one or the other. But the truth is, that's because one is more forgotten than the other. But says, Taisis, according to the interpretation of the Read, if both of them are equally forgotten by him, you're right. Regarding that question, the Gemara is not resolving such a helm zeb zeb yadid. Ravashi only answering part of the question. In other words, sometimes we could figure out. You're right. Really, it's not really answering the question of helm zeb zeb. It's saying, but sometimes helm zeb zeb is not really equal helm zeb zeb. One is more forgotten than the other. And then when it's that case, we could figure that out. And then we'll say, what's the primary lama to tell you what you're going to be chayav for if it's one or on all of them. Now, based on this, so we don't have the text, which we don't have in our Gemaras, but it seems like there's certain svarim that have this girsa. The text says, based on the you should not have the text, where it says, now, if you would tell him regarding Shabbos, you would have to still have to tell him regarding the malachas. So if you still have to tell him regarding malachas, so hell malachas via the bechula, then, okay, obviously, it's not the hell of Shabbos, rather, it must be hell malachas. It says, according to the reset, that wouldn't be sufficient. Because he would still have to specify that when you finally tell him about the malachas, you would not have to notify him regarding the Shabbos. Oh, that would be then definitive, the way the reset it, and therefore, the reason I can have the girsa as it's brought in some svar. Because only obvious, only that he said regarding the malachas, only if he'd say you would not have to tell him regarding Shabbos. But if you didn't tell him, if he didn't say that you wouldn't have to tell him regarding Shabbos, then that wouldn't be sufficient, actually, to make him liable for each and every one. Now, become Ravina, and Ravina said that Klum, when Ella, rather, says, Taisis Gersina, the Gersa is, like our Gemara's, Vimisha Malachas Kaparish Mahulu, and what it means to say is, if he says that he's separated because of Malachas, and not because of Shabbos, so then that's going to be liability for Malachas. Now, on that, the Gemara continues, and become Rabina says, wait a second, doesn't like this interpretation. It says, Klum Parsh Meshabbos El Meshom Alachas Mechulu, what do you mean? How does that help? You think, when you tell him Shabbos, why do you think he's stopping? Not just because of Shabbos, also because of Malachas, etc., and also Malachas, also regarding Shabbos. So Klum, what that means to say is, according to the interpretation we're saying, is, Kim Shashneim Shkuchim, since you tell me that both are forgotten. So, and this is what Ravina is coming to differ. Like we said, according to the interpretation that the Rebbe was giving, it's answering only if we can figure out which one's more forgotten than the other. That's what Ravina is coming to dispute according to this interpretation. He says, okay, well, one's more forgotten than the other. That's not going to make the difference. It's not going to be any difference. And therefore, both of them are still questions that have not been resolved. Even if one's more forgotten than the other, Ravina disagrees with that premise to say that that would make that the primary. Now, a third interpretation, Rashba Mekayim gives us the Svam. The Rashba actually keeps the text of the Svam that Taisus brought that said, V'iki Moidis La Shabbos, if you notify him regarding Shabbos, I cut the Tzorch L'Adam Malachas, I have to notify him regarding Malachas. Umefarsh, he explains, not like the Reed, that if Ashi Ba'alav Shad Rashi is actually going to resolve, yes, the Helam Zebezeh Chayim. That actually when you have Helam Zebezeh B'Yavoy, both, yes, equally, both of regarding Shabbos and Malachas, he doesn't know about either one of them, that you are going to be Chayim. What does that mean? Meaning we're having each one individually, which means then that the primary is going to be the malachas, the shugas malachas. And he explains like this. His words are, imishim Shabbos kaparish, if it's because of Shabbos that he's separating, meaning, shashabbos shkucha yoysen, the Shabbos is more forgotten by him, okay, then helam Shabbos b'yadid. That's what he means to say in the words. Then, okay, that's going to be the primary. V'ikim odis la Shabbos, but if you're going to tell him regarding Shabbos, akati tzorg lo du malachas, you would still have to tell him regarding the malachas. Oh, then that's what the Gemara means. Then even if you have Talmud regarding Malachas, also Talmud Lodua Shabbos, a two-way street, you have Talmud regarding Shabbos, where that's the Hava Helm Zevazet, that's Helm Zevazet. Oh, that's Chashem Kel Malachas, that's the primary is going to be Helm Malachas, and then Bechayiv, you're going to be Chayiv, and therefore, that's the resolution of Ravashi. Now, but then the question is, so wait, don't ask that to the contrary. Maybe say Helm Shabbos is the primary, and the only Chayiv one, because you're saying the equal, maybe go as, so that's what it's saying. And this actually answered the question Taisa had previously mentioned. No, we go stringently. Just like we say by Tuma and Shavuos, so that's going to be exactly over here. We're going to go stringently and say, no, you can be Chayiv initially individually, and that's what he was answering. And says Taisa Bechemucha, so it's obvious that the explanation of the Girsas Asvarim is like the way the Rashba explains. That means to say that when he's not specifying, rather when they notify him regarding Shabbos and the Malachas, which is really equal Helm Zeb Zeb Yadai, then you can become each one individually like a Shigas Malachas. How do we know this? Ben Nanaka Le'el, from the fact that the Gemara previously says, Imish from Shabbos Kaparish, when the Gemara was previously saying this idea, oh, that if it's done because of Shabbos, oh, then Helm Shabbos be only one. That's what it previously says. But Bahach over here, when it's coming to say the second Sa'ad, according to the Gizah's Ram, it doesn't say that Imish from Malacha Kaparish. Rather, Naka ki modis la Shabbos v'chulim. When you notify him regarding Shabbos, you still have to notify him regarding the malachas. It sounds like that as long as you have to notify him regarding the malachas, is he mechayev on all the on the malachas, even though you have to tell him regarding Shabbos. Obviously, it's like the Rashi says, when you have helm zebezeh Shabbos and malachas, you are going to go lechumra and mechayev on each one individually. Now, based on this interpretation of the Rashi, the other kamar said in this that Ravina said Ravashi. Wait a second, I don't like this interpretation. Klum parshma malachas el meshabbos. When you're stopping because of malachas, you also stop because of Shabbos. So Hachbisha, what he means to say, according to this interpretation of the Rashba, it's el meshem Shabbos. No, he's only stopping because of Shabbos, meaning v'tei shigah Shabbos hikar. That the primary should be of Shabbos more than the malachas, because when you stop because of malachas, because they told malachas forbidden, it's because he understands it's Shabbos today. And therefore, he held that b'lo mechayev elachad, you only mechayev only one. Now, as Taisa says, you have to say like this, because the Inyan Achar, in any other way, to interpret that if the question of Avina is not that Shabbos should be primary, rather he's asking that they should be equal, then Lava Parach Media, then that wouldn't have been a question at all. Because Kivin Mishnei and Shabbos, since we're explaining according to the Rashba, when both are equal, Chayva Kolachas, and we say, do you live on each one? Rather, Ravina's question was that but the forgetting of Shabbos should be the primary over that of the Malachas. So Taisa brought first the Rashi interpretation that says that we see, if he stops, of course, we say Shabbos, he stops. So that's what it means, Imishim Shabbos Kaparish. According to Reed, knows we ask him, and he tells us why he's stopping. Now, according to the Pirush Reed, Taisa says, we cannot have the Girsas Hasam, Be'iki Moidila Shabbos, Akadit Tzarek La'doim Malachas, Helm Zabit Zabit Yadai, because it that's not enough. He also has to say that's not because of the other one. Now, according to Rashba, he explains the Girsas Hasam, that if, when they tell him about Shabbos, he doesn't stop, then it's you split them regarding the malachas, then you mechayev on each one individually, even though when you tell malachas, you have to tell them regarding Shabbos, because again, because stringently the primary is going to be the helm of the malachas. The next stage, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Noidulay al Katsir al Tchina, Shal Shigar Shabbos Vazad Malachas. That he first becomes aware of the reaping and the grinding of the first error when he knew the malachas were forbidden, but he didn't know regarding the Shigar of Shabbos, which the Gemara is going on this halacha of Rava, which is that the person did ketir tchina first with shigias with shigas Shabbos and zod malachas, and then with zod and Shabbos and shigas malachas, and then he becomes aware as I tell you the mass is going on the original ketir and tchina of shigas Shabbos, and then he becomes aware subsequently of ketir tchina of shigas malachas. So you say, okay, so the first one is one karmachatas, and then with greater it includes the second ketir and the tchina. But the second case of Rava, which is after this Taisiv Maskel, but let's say he first becomes aware of the second category of Shigas Malachas, and only then the first one of Shigas Shabbos, then he's giving a carbon on the second Katsira, and with it, through greater, it's going to include the first Katsira, and then the Tchina with the first Katsira, because they're both in one Shigas Shabbos, but it's not going to include with the first Tchina, the second Tchina, that's going to be a separate carbon. And the Bayit disagrees and says, no, in all situations, it's going to be sufficient with one carbon. So Taisiv brings Pirush Ben Ishmael. Ben Ishmael explains, he says that Shenidolai, this case is talking about that he becomes aware of the Shigas Shabbos and the Hefresh carbon. Not only became aware, but he also designated a carbon. Then the Kodim Sheniskaper, but before he got an atonement, then Chazim Anoidol Alakatsir Batrinish Shigas Malachas. Then he became aware of the reaping and the grinding of the second case of the second is Isurim that he had done, which regarding Shigas Malachas. That's what the case is talking about. Because Aval Imlay Noidaladacha Kapar, but let's say only became aware of the second time he did it wrong, which was only after not only became aware and separate the carbon, but he also had atonement. Then says Rabbi Nishmuel, ain't a ground that would not include them. We need two karmachatois because the Kulama Kapar Machalakis. Everyone agrees atonement is a division, is a separation. Now, moreover, not only does it have to be four kapara, but like he said, Vidafka Hifrish carbon has to be also specifically that the carbon was already separated. Aval Imlay Hifrish carbon, but if he did not separate the carbon yet, and all he had was an awareness, but he didn't separate the carbon. And then he became aware of the second category of things that he had done wrong regarding Shigas Malachas. Then says Rabbeinu Shmuel, actually, Yavi Ezer Sheyirtza. Then the halacha would not be that you're bringing a carbon chatas on the first one and including the second ones. Then you actually can bring whichever one you want to, because you didn't even separate a carbon yet. The boy tali musakas actually depended on the person himself, meaning as Taisa says, if he wants to, okay, then yafresh chatas achas shegas shabbos. If he wants to, yeah, of course he could separate the carbon on the first one, bring one karma chatas, then the grar and shegas malachas iman, then all of the second ones, the kseir and tchina of shegas malachas, will be included. But he don't have to. But if he wants, what he could do, if he wants to bring more kabbanas, yafresh beis kabbanas, he could bring two kabbanas, ala kseir and tchina shegas malachas, which those are several liabilities. The Yigur Iman shall Shigur Shabbos, and then drag with it that of the Shigur Shabbos, which is also Behel Nechad, and it will include those too. Kedam Rav B'samach, like Rav says shortly. Rav says, Ocha Shnei Zezichel Behel Nechad, we ate two olives of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness. B'noid Lalach Man became aware on one of them. So he says that what happens is, so that's going to then separate from the third one that he ends up bringing. So now you have three times he ate it. The first two in one lapse of awareness, and the second two, which means number two and three, will also in one lapse of awareness. So then says Rava, he says, okay, hey, the carbon al Risha Machul, if he brings a carbon on the first one, so then the first and the second are having atonement, because they were in one lapse of awareness. Third one is not, brings up the third one. Second and third, yes, but not the first one. Says Taisis, but Amba, you see, Avagav the Noidla al Risha Tchila, even though he became aware of the first one first, like that's the case he says, but Noidla al Achmehen, but Hoya Vadain lo Hifish carbon love, since he didn't yet designate a carbon on the first one, it does not drag the middle one with it to be liable on the carbon on the third one. Elam Yirtza, rather if he wants it, as Rav himself says, Yavik carbon on the side. You could bring the carbon on the middle one. Vishkar Bakul, and then it'll be atoned. So obviously you see that if he did not separate the carbon yet, it's dependent on him, what he wants to bring a carbon on. So Hutir says Rabbi Nishmul by the Tchin and Ketzira, if he did not separate a carbon yet, it's totally on him. If he wants to bring a carbon on Shigas Shabbos, then he'll bring one. Or he can bring two carbons on the Shigas Malachas. What bothers Taisa is if you're going to say, but the hashda mashma the sabah rabbi here, it sounds like from the sugya that rabbi holds. The enough rashas machalkois, that the separating the carbonos do not separate. Where do we see that? The negrarish shall shigas malachas and shall shigas shabbos. And the fact that it could drag together shigas malachas with shigas shabbos. So obviously, that the fact that it was mafresh the carbon already is not going to create a separation. And it could be with one carbon. Problem is, behind the Rish Lakish, that's like Rish Lakish, like more brings later on that he holds, not like Rabbi Yechman, that even separating a carbon is not Machalik. The problem is, Rav himself does not rule like Rish Lakish, only in three places, and this Halach is not one of those three. So how could he rule like Rish Lakish? It says to you, from the interpretation of Ben Chananel, Shapir, that he explains in this Sugya, he says, Halach is like Rabba. That the atonement is with one carbon only if you bring it on Zadin Shabbos. And he says, why? Because he's Rabbi Shal Abai. He's the Rebbe of Abaya. So when you have a Machlik, it's Abai and Rabbi. You know, like the Rebbe. Oh, but Mashma the Gar is Rabbi. It sounds like that his Girsa is Rabbi, who he was the Rebbe of Abaya, and not Rabbi, who was the colleague of Abaya. Oh, it's different. It makes sense. Yeah, Rabbi holds a Gershagash only in three places, but not Rabbi. And here to my Rabbi. And it says, Mashma, it also sounds like that. That it's Rabba, not Rabba, Shemeskiulav ne Abaya, because here in our sugya it mentions him before Abaya, and usually in Shas, when they mention Machalik Zabaya and Rabba, it mentions Abaya first. And so to Vachem B'samach, so too shortly, with the common Milsad B'shila, the Rabba Abaya, it says, oh, it's obvious to Rabba and Abaya, again it mentions him before Abaya, so obviously it sounds like that the actual probic years is Rabba, and not Rabba, and if it's not difficult from the Gemara and Yibamas. Now, but then Tesla says, I feel like you're seen in Rabba. Even if we would have the gears of Rabba, it's still, yes, let me, what you could say is, the Eloi Arabi Yavamas, there in Yavamas, we say it's only three places, that's only talking about B'dvama Noigim as Manazah. Only regarding halachas that apply even in today's times. Here we're talking about regarding a carbon, it's not B'dvama Noigim as Manazah, therefore he could hold like Grish Lakh. Now, Miyu Tema Lari, but what bothers the Ri, what's a wonder to the Ri, is Lekaman Demi Ba'ilon. Later on, when the Gemara asks us regarding the Machalik Jibir and the Shlakish, E Pligi Ba'afrash and Machalik is Eloi. Is there a dispute regarding Hafrashis or not? Or is it regarding Yediyas? The question is, Tifshe, the Bafrashis of Pliki, we should definitely resolve that their Machalik is even regarding Hafrashis. That even regarding Hafrashis, Rish Lakish holds, is not going to be Machalik. Because the Ibi is Pliki, if their Machalik is only regarding Yediyas, but regarding Aval Hafrashis, is Machalik is the Kulama, but if you already separate the carbon, everyone would be even Rish Lakish, that it would separate regarding another liability of a carbon, then Imkain, if that would be the case, Rabbi Babai, the Sabi Halcha, then Rabbi and Abai, that they hold over here. Deina fresh is machalik, then even the separation of the carbon is not machalik, no matter who they like, the knowledge of the Orish Lakish. So, if there's something you could say is no, the Ikul Mitzchi, you could reject this, and you could say that actually Rabbi and Abai, they hold up fresh is machalik. And they hold Rish Lakish that Yediyas is machalik. But the Hacha Mari Shlehifrish, he was told him where the person did not separate a carbon when he became aware on Shigah Shabbos, Ad Acha Shachazim and Noila Gama Shigah Malachas, until he already became aware of the second things that he'd done wrong regarding Shigah Malachas. Oh, since there's no Hafrash, that's Machalik. So therefore, you can be Yetzer with one carbon of Shigah Shabbos, even on the Shigah Malachas. This Rabbi says that if he became aware on Shigah Shabbos, he's going to be Yetzer even through Shigah Malacha, that specifically in that case, Yetzer with one carbon. Aye, what do you mean? Even if we're talking about that, he's not mafresh a carbon, so he can mafresh a carbon on Shigah Shabbos to fulfill also Shigah's malachas. That's what he says. V'had nakid benoidla Shigah Shabbos. This is what it says, and that he became aware of Shigah Shabbos. Hainu kolem. What it means to say is shela b'sayf. At the end, when he became aware already of Shigah Shabbos, hifresh al Shigah Shabbos. That's when he was mafresh Shigah Shabbos. But you're right. If he became aware on Shigah's malachas before he became aware of Shigah Shabbos, then you can be mafresh a carbon on Shigah Shabbos and to fulfill it even on Shigah's Malachas. So this is brought from Rabbeinu Shmuel that he was talking about of this case of Rava that he became that it's talking about after the Afrasha the carbon. Before the Afrasha, then you can be in the carbon on whichever one he wants to. Additionally, he brought from Rabbeinu Chananel the Girsta should be Rabba and not Rava. And additionally, Tais at the end explains they were talking about that it was mafresh after the second Yediyah of Shigah's Malachas. That's what we're talking about. But you're right. But before, then that would be not like Rish Lakish, and therefore the what we're saying over here with Rava is that it's talking about that he didn't separate the carbon yet, but you're right, if he separated the carbon, then it would be Mechalkis.